Esther, you're a sight for sore eyes.
I'll take that to mean you miss me.
Of course I did.
Howdy, Doc.
Have you been in Sheridan all this time?
I certainly have.
What brings you into the saloon? Looking for me?
No, actually, Jeb. Oh, good morning, Jeb.
Miss Esther.
Might we meet in your office regarding that arrangement we spoke of before I left?
You still want to?
I do indeed.
That's wonderful. Step right this way.
Excuse me, Britt.
What was that all about?
I don't know. Sure you don't want that drink?
Pour it.
Say that again?
I wish to buy your hotel.
You being serious?
Yes, of course I am. That's why I was in Sheridan. I mortgaged my property and got a loan from the bank.
You did?
Yes. You still want to sell, don't you?
Well, yes, of course, but...
But what?
Do you know anything about running a hotel?
What's there to know? People come in, they ding the desk bell, sign a book, I give them a key, they go to sleep, and pay me in the morning as they walk out the door to continue their travels.
Ding the... Octavia, it's not that simple.
All right, there will be some challenges I need to conquer. But conquer I will. Of course, I'll need to change the name.
We never had a name. It just says hotel painted on the wood.
I know. Poor presentation.
Well, I never worried about presentation. There ain't another hotel for miles. They either stay here or sleep under the stars.
Octavia's Palace Hotel. How does that sound? In gold paint.
Mrs. Harrington, has Levi come back from...
Andrew?
Ma?
Oh, Andrew, it's you. Oh, I've missed you so much. Oh.
Ma, my ribs, don't break them.
Oh, let me look at... Mother, not Ma.
Right, I forgot.
Andrew, I... Why are you here? Is everything all right?
Everything is fine, Ma... Mother, I graduated early.
What? How does that happen?
I had the grades I needed, and I was... Done early.
But I was planning on going east to see you get your diploma.
They're going to mail it.
Well, perhaps it's all for the best. The trip east would not be easy now that I am the owner of Octavius Palace Hotel.
A hotel? Where?
Here, in Clearmont. I'm buying Millie's hotel.
You are? You don't know anything about running a hotel.
She can ding the bell.
Andrew, now that you are here to help me, I know we'll be a success.
Me?
Oh, I'm so happy. Millie, tour.
You're sure? Yes, of course. This way.
Laurel. I just don't want to rush into it.
Rush? We've known each other for 5 years.
But not as a couple, and I was away for most of those 5 years.
Did you think about me at all when you were in Virginia?
Yes.
A lot?
I thought of you.
Did you ever court another girl while you were in Virginia?
Just Molly.
Molly? Who's Molly?
The daughter of one of my professors. I took her to dinner several times in the theater.
I see. The theater. Sounds expensive.
Why are you getting all cold? You were engaged, for crying out loud.
Well, yes, but that's different.
How is it different?
Well, for one thing, I didn't know you liked me. If I knew you were in Virginia thinking about me in the first place, I never would have got engaged in the second place.
Laurel, you're talking silly.
I know. I'm just excited and guilty at the same time.
Guilty? Cheyenne?
I thought I loved him. I really did. Who's that?
Don't know. That's the saloon side. Come in.
Oh, isn't this a nice room? Jacob, Laurel, I didn't know you were here. Oh.
Aunt Esther, you're back.
I am. Oh, come here.
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too. I'll see you at the shop later. I need to run an errand.
Miss McCoy?
Hmm?
Was there something you wanted?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to tell you that I'm your new landlord.
What?
What do you mean?
I just bought the saloon.
What?
She bought the saloon?
Aunt Esther!
Jeb, I'll have the check here within the half hour.
All right, Miss McCoy.
Hello, Doc.
Esther, what check?
Aunt Esther.
Britt, you leaving so soon?
I have some things to do back at the ranch.
Oh, I thought we could celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Aunt Esther, tell me you're joking about this.
I'm not joking.
Celebrate what?